Well, folks, it's another very special edition of Cumtown. Stavros Halkias on the road.
He's in Ukraine right now. He's trying to figure shit out over there.
Hold on, get this. The rocky road.
Yeah, I heard he's trying to set up a chocolate summit with Zelensky and Putin.
Yeah, he's got a big Easter, chocolate Easter bunny.
Yeah.
He said, "Guys, we're going to solve this the way I know how to."
He said, "You got horse over there. We got horse over here." He's like, "Can't we just protect these whores?"
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, my internet was out for 2 days. The Verizon guy had to come this morning. And he shows up. He's like, "Yeah, I'll go look outside. I'm going to take a look at the box outside."
Yeah.
And he's out there. He's out there for 2.5 hours. He comes back. He's like, "Yeah, it's what I thought. They unplugged it outside."
Is that what?
Yeah, and it's like,
it was just a matter of a plug?
They just, that's what he said. They unplugged it outside.
Why did it take two hours?
I have no idea.
Wait, they sent like a proper union guy to do your internet?
Literally, wearing like union merch.
Wow.
You know?
Wow, it's crazy. The factory closes. He has to get a gay internet.
I love that there's two kinds of wearing union merch guys.
Uh-huh.
Like the hardest core blue collar guys. This guy was like that. He's like, you know, probably some, and then I'm just like, I'm doing the thing where like a middle class guy just like a deeply just sexualizes. Look, this is like a hardworking man.
He's like dripping in sweat.
He's just, yeah.
He's got grease and oil all over
right,
his body.
He's real. That's a real man.
Anyway, fetishizing an overweight
man. Well, you know what I mean? There's like a racist Italian guy. You know, there's those guys. And then there's like the fucking like,
yeah,
the DSA, the
we
other
know.
Guys.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. The fucking guys are like, I'm in the auto workers union. For my substitute teaching at a liberal arts college.
Yeah.
For some reason, they've been organized by the guys that install bumpers on new Chevrolets.
Mm-hmm. I'm salting for the union, trying to teach them not to say bad words.
And I'm a worker. I'm working class.
Salting is kind of badass, the guys that do that. It's like James Bond.
Yeah,
they get a job where some place isn't unionized.
I guess I gotta start wearing tuxedos now
on stage.
No, in general, you know, because I'm like a millionaire. I'm like an old millionaire now.
Uh-huh.
I gotta start. I can't. You know.
Yeah, you have to get more of a dandyish, foppish kind of vibe.
Yeah, I don't want people to make the mistake of thinking that I'm like clinging to my adolescence.
Yeah,
you know,
that's true. We're at a certain age where we have to start dressing like men.
Tuxedos.
Yeah.
Fucking, you know, like a big. Like a big 40s car, you know, like big
massive
fenders.
Car.
Yeah, just big fenders, like a wooga, fedora, tuxedo.
Just trying to parallel park and smashing other people's bumpers because your car is so long.
I said this to you before the show, but it's crazy because, you know, that's how everybody was back in the 40s. Yes. There's all these white guys, fedora, a wooga car, big fenders.
Mm-hmm.
So like everyone back then was just, for lack of a better word, a coon. You know what I mean?
No. Oh. I guess that is an aesthetic that has been maintained by black guys.
For lack of a better word.
I don't know.
For lack of a better word is what I'm saying.
I don't know. I don't agree with that part.
For lack of a better word.
There are other words. Yeah. There are a lot of other words.
If there's not a better word, for lack of a better word to use in that situation.
If you have a limited vocabulary, I suppose. But
if you had, yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to be, that. This is a guy getting canceled for saying the N-word. He's like, but I just learned the English.
That's the only word.
I only know maybe 50 words, 50 cinco cincuenta words. Solamente verboso yo soy nacimiento.
Yeah, you're gonna say the word now.
No,
he's got this look on his face.
I'm not gonna do it.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna do it. I shouldn't have said this.
Where's the
other
one?
I shouldn't have said the C. What? Stop.
Where does that come from? That black people are like raccoons.
I don't know. It's also, I don't know, like, that might be even worse, but it's also
than the
like,
N-word?
Yeah, but it's like, I hear it used, because it's like...
That one's really gone out of...
I feel like saying
out of
that,
vogue.
You know, I don't, it's like, is that as, I feel like that one's not even as bad as saying the N-word.
I think the N-word is considered to be the worst one, yeah.
Well, but no, that, I mean, I'm saying, like, that one's not as bad as even saying, quote-unquote, the N-word. You know, if I was like, this guy's acting like an N-word, people would be like, Jesus Christ. I was like, you know, like, if my friend, you know, bought, like, sneakers, but he didn't have health insurance.
Yeah.
Then he bought, like, a $500 pair of sneakers.
Okay.
I've been called.
Yeah.
You know,
that
a coon,
yeah. But where does it come? Like, what is the etymology there? Yeah, you should stop. You should stop.
Yeah,
I don't think it's good.
There's a place in Penn Station called Tycoon, and it's like a flashy Steve Harvey store.
Is that real?
Yeah, T-I-E-C-O-O-N.
No, that's not real.
It's 100% real. Look it up on your phone. Look up Tycoon in Penn Station.
It's just literally a dream you had.
No. It's, look it like, up. Look it up. Go on Google right now and check it out. You could do this at home. So if I'm wrong, then before you cancel me, before anyone gets mad at me.
Yeah. Yeah.
You need to go to Penn Station and have a talk.
No, Nick, that I know. Wow. But the, look, yeah, but okay. But it's also they have.
Since 1997. So
they
this
have
is
this
like relatively.
They have this notorious RBG hat. That's like the first thing on their website.
Mm-hmm.
Men's ties, cufflinks, wallets. Okay, yeah, but it's a play on tycoon, like a businessman.
Okay, so what's the play? If I opened up like a condiment store called the vinegar, you know, like it's like we got ketchup, we got flashy ketchup, you know, and flashy vinegar.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Are people not supposed to?
Well, what the fuck?
Are they not supposed to?
What do you mean
to?
It's a play? I mean.
Look, Neil deGrasse Tyson goes to this store.
That doesn't make it good. You know, I don't, like, understand. Look, if this guy's shopping there, you know, it's. What the fuck is this guy even doing? Look, meet our friend Stephen Bach, a.k.a. the crazy Cranford cowboy, a.k.a. the real-life Forrest Gump.
So, yeah, he's a guy from Cranford. Where is that, in Connecticut or something?
I don't know, but he's wearing a shirt that's just covered in like iron-ons. It's like built Ford Tough.
Yeah.
And then like world.
He looks like he's either a racing guy or a rodeo guy.
Yeah. What is, I guess it is rodeo. He's got a Doc Rodeo belt buckle. Anyways, the point is that you look at the clientele.
Oh, yeah. He had to get Woody of Toy Story cufflinks.
You look at the clientele
with
of
Disney.
This. Miss Janice wearing a hat with a knitted no over a gun. No sign over a gun. No guns. I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
Uh-huh.
Don't shoot people. Don't gun.
Don't gun. Yeah.
Anyways, this is not the kind of woman, if anyone would know, you know, you can't say it's ignorance. You also can't say it's like. Like, you know what I mean?
I think most...
This bitch would know that you can't say that if you couldn't say it.
Oh, here they have a macrame. Is that macrame?
Mm-hmm.
Malcolm X hat here. My friend sent me one of my favorite signs thus far. It's kind of my mood right now. It reads 2020.
They both shop at Tycoon. Justin is wearing a celestial tie that his mom purchased. Specifically for this event. Well, I don't understand how these like celebrities are like. When are
they're
they ever
to Penn Station?
But why are they ever in Penn Station?
I don't know. To catch
what
it.
Is this 1920? Who's taking it? I'm catching the 8 o'clock Empire Express to New York City.
Maybe they're taking the LIE. Out
so
to
I can
the
stop at Coon's Ties.
Oh, it's Jesse Waters from the O'Reilly Factor in Waters World.
Yeah,
you know that he's. He's loving the fuck out of that name.
Anyways.
Anyway.
What is it? Is this
I think that it's
is this
clear.
Terrence Malick?
I think it's clear what they're going for in the name. It's unfortunate. Mm-hmm. It's unfortunate that certain people read it and then they want to take their nasty minds and make it racist. Okay.
No.
I've had enough of this store.
I've had enough of the store also, but I also am using it as a defense of my own behavior.
Of you saying that about people with long cars?
With, you know what I'm talking about. Like the fucking,
I know what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying. You
know
the point
I'm
making.
I know what you're saying, but I'm just saying
It's also, look, the whole point of comedy is to say the things everyone's thinking.
Yeah.
And that's what people are thinking. When they think about the 40s, you know, those guys coming out, they got fucking twirling the chain of a pocket watch.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
I know what you're saying. Like a Darkwing Duck style fella.
Exactamundo, my friend.
But like, okay, so that's a bad word, but then it becomes good if you're a coon hound, right? Oh, no, that's just a dog. I'm thinking poon hound.
Yeah, you're thinking of coos hound.
Coos hound.
Yeah, not coon hound, which is would probably be even worse. That sounds like
They were dogs that were bred to hunt raccoons.
Yeah, runaway catchers.
Yeah. Oh, okay, I guess that's... I don't understand the etymology is. The racist history. Oh, I see what it is. It's rooted in the racist history of blackface. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Right? How they paint the...
Well, then in that case, then it's white guys. Those are white guys.
So, technically speaking...
Yes. So, technically speaking, I was not only correct... in terms of making a point, but also literally.
I don't know if it,
when I said what I said.
I don't want to go with my liberal woke agenda, but I don't know if it's a hill to die on.
Yeah. You know what I love? The pictures from Nuremberg where the guys are listening to the translations.
Yeah.
That they have
it's a lot of headsets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, das ist 6 million Menschenberger. Ah, yes, 6 million China. The headsets are... Yeah, let's look at pictures of Nuremberg right now.
They still do that at the UN. I was watching the Security Council during the Ukraine thing. They still got the headsets rocking. Mm-hmm. Those translator guys have to be the best in the biz because they're translating so fast.
Mm-hmm. Look at this guy. Who is that? Is that Goebbels?
Oh, they colorized it.
Is that Goering?
Is it? Why they give him a Dr. Evil suit like that? He looks badass.
He looks like Hillary Clinton.
Is that Hermann Göring? Who is Hermann Göring? He was the Luftwaffe?
I think so.
He was the Air Force.
Yeah, all the top guys like killed themselves, I guess, and escaped.
Yeah.
They were smuggled out by Alan Dulles.
Yeah.
But,
you know who was at Nuremberg was the architect guy.
Yeah, Albert Speer.
Speer. Mm. He got in trouble for the buildings.
Mm-hmm.
For making a racist building.
Yeah, he made cool buildings though. Yeah, it's funny because I look at the pictures and it always looks like they're just like, you know, like because in my mind where it goes is you see all these guys that are on trial for doing the Holocaust, you know. So in the courtroom they're playing videos of like, you know, people being gassed or, you know, like melted down into gold, and then these guys are just like. Listening to like fucking Eckhart Tolle. You know, they're just like, it's the bunnies and the birds and the life is a very beautiful transition. They're like, I'm sorry, what are you saying? No, I'm listening to myself.
Yeah, they're not taking it seriously.
Right. Yeah, the idea that they're like,
very immature guys.
They're just on a field trip, you know? I'm listening to DMX on my Walkman. I'm listening to DMX.
That's cool, yeah.
X going to give it to you. The evil of Herta Oberhuser. Look at Herta.
There was a woman at...
More like Oberhuser boyfriend, because I'm going to fucking...
Oh. What does she do? She looked kind of good.
Yeah.
She was a doctor. Here's Nazi physician.
Yeah, I got something she can physish right here. She can physish my dick into her ass.
Just looking at pictures of Nazis on trial, thinking about fucking them.
Yeah, right. It's not. It's just a woman, too.
It's just any woman.
Yeah.
It's just a picture of a woman. Yeah.
Linz von Rhein, West Germany, Nazi physician at Auschwitz and Ravensbrück.
Oh, so she worked with Mengele.
How about a show called That's So Ravensbrück?
Yeah, you know? About the camp.
Yeah.
Nice.
And
that's sick.
Yeah, she's like, She's like, y'all better get back to work. Yeah, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, sure.
Raven Simone.
Why the hell do they call it a concentration camp? I would imagine it'd be pretty hard to concentrate when you're being whipped and gassed and starved.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know?
Yeah.
There's a lot of screaming.
Yeah, it's you know, it must be a challenge.
They should call it a hard to concentrate camp. You know what I mean? They should call it a distraction camp, if anything. The least, you know.
Jerry.
I don't know. I'm thinking out loud here. But
damn.
I'm just saying the things that everybody's thinking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Seinfeld would have bodied that bit.
Mm-hmm. They should call it Auschwitz. Ouchie. Dr. Fauchwitz.
Oh, that's pretty good. Dr. Auschwitz.
Dr. Fauchiewicz.
No one really.
Testimony from Vladislava Karolewski, a Polish political prisoner.
Oh, at Auschwitz.
That's a man. This is just another picture of Herta. In the hospital, we were put to bed, and the hospital room in which we stayed was locked. We were not told what we were to do in the hospital. And one of my comrades put the question. She got no answer. You know what they should do? They should remake One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, but it's about Auschwitz. And Jack Nicholson is in there,
yeah,
for being a wild card,
right?
You know, and he's like, "That's the thing you Jews don't understand. Life is about cutting loose and having fun." Yeah. Put the ball in the basket, Jaime. Put the ball in the basket.
Yeah, One Flew Over the Juku's Nest. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd be okay.
One flew over Auschwitz.
Yeah, that'd be pretty good.
Mr. McMurphy, you are in here for sexually assaulting a 15-year-old girl. When you get that 15-year-old beaver, and the premise of the movie is the same.
Uh-huh.
He's been put in Auschwitz for having sex with a child.
Did they ever try to do like a Hogan's Heroes about the Holocaust, about the Hulk concentration camps?
Hulk Hogan's Heroes?
Hulk Hogan's
Heroes. Larry Hogan's Heroes. Yeah, we got to get out of this camp.
Governor Larry
Hogan. What's going on? We gotta find a way out of this camp.
Is he still the governor of Maryland?
Mm-hmm.
He's killing it?
Yeah. Every night they roll him up like a little pig in a blanket. they uncircumcise him.
Oh, man.
That's the way you describe his body. His entire body type is circumcised. That's how he looks to me.
Yeah. Maryland Republican.
Mm-hmm.
He was one of those Republicans that were like, Trump has gone too far, right?
Right, he was a never Trump guy.
He was one of those guys.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool. You hear this shit about the Chinese guys? Just there's like a run on Ukrainian women by these Chinese guys?
Yeah. Yeah, you told me that.
That's pretty funny. It's pretty funny to me. Apparently they're the most desirable women in China because they're tall, they're blonde, and they are resistant to feminism.
Yeah. Ukrainian, more like poo crappian.
Yeah.
Garbage. What, she's Belarusian, right?
Who?
You know.
I don't know. What else is in the news? What are we talking about, brother?
Chinese people are in the news.
Chinese people are in the news. I think they're going to stop the war.
Ooh, I'm still on the Tycoon Instagram page. Should I get Batman cufflinks?
You get a free mug with it?
Dude, imagine that, wearing that to a wedding, the amount of pussy you'd get on the dance floor.
Oh, my God.
When a woman sees Batman cufflinks,
they're sad because they're not getting married like their stupid friend. They see a guy with the
This is good. They got a picture of Lionel Richie on their page, but he's not at the store.
It's not clear he's at the store.
Yeah, the caption just says, "Saw Lionel Richie at the New York Now show at Javits today."
Oh, it's just a picture.
It's just a picture.
The owner of the shop snapped.
The owner of the shop saw Lionel Richie, and no, he didn't see him. It's an unrelated picture of Lionel Richie.
It's not at the store. Mm.
I love this, dude. Just a close-up of the tie, but look at that neck. Look at this. It's just like a goiter. It's like goiter and razor burn.
That's a nice knot, though. That's a nice full Windsor.
Yeah.
We should get into wearing ties and stuff like that.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Dressing for the job we want, you know?
Yeah.
Instead of this, you know, wearing hoodies every day in our 30s.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a Nation of Islam kind of vibe.
I tell you, this guy is one sick puppy.
What you got?
I don't know. I like saying that. This is one sick puppy we got here we're dealing with.
Trump used to say sick puppy.
He's one sick puppy. This guy.
A guy would be a sick puppy, but a woman would just be a dog.
A bitch.
Just a dog.
She's one sick bitch.
That's what. All right.
What are we talking about now?
I don't fucking know, bro.
What are we talking about? We're
Do we have to do the ads?
No, this is a premium episode, bro.
Oh, so we still have to do the regs.
Yeah, yeah. We got the regular one we got to do after this. This is, we're here. You know what? We're just going to play some of Stav's stand-up clips. It'll be like...
It's a good place to just give up. You know what I mean?
It's like he's with us.
You're like, I'm done achieving. My first three dreams didn't work out. I'm going to go learn how to fucking unicycle and... Fucking open up a crystal shop.
And he's like, he's going to be mad. What if we just were like...
He's not going to like this.
Stav's not here, so we're just going to play. Just play it. His Instagram reels on the show.
When you did the joke about Butt the Breakfast, it really, really, I could tell it really pissed him off.
What joke about Butt the Breakfast?
When you said, you quoted his act.
Butt the Breakfast.
It angered him.
What is it? I don't even remember... To Joe, it's about how the food at Bob Evans isn't good, and he's like, "The food there—it's
that a woman
is terrible.
He won't satisfy.
But the breakfast is fantastic.
That is true.
And the joke is about how the breakfast at Bob. No, if I remember correctly,
it's that if a woman comes over, you know, has a sleepover at Casa de Stav,
you'd be a good nickname for him is Blob Evans. You ever call a fat guy that?
Blob
What's
Evans.
Up, Blob Evans? What do we got here? Wendy's boyfriend?
No, Wendy's a piece of ass. That's on the record.
Yeah.
Dave Thomas's daughter, Wendy,
yeah,
is an absolute...
Well, Kurt used to do that bit about Wendy.
What was the bit?
He's like, you remember when they showed you Wendy? They're like, oh. And they had to get rid of her? Like, what happened? You remember that joke?
Yeah, what
it
was
be, it might even be on White Precious.
It's a great special.
Yeah, it is.
One of the best specials.
One of the best specials. That's up there with the George Carlin special.
Yep.
It's got one of the greatest bits of all time on it.
Yep. Bigger and Blacker. Mm-hmm. George Carlin's Bigger and Blacker.
George R.R. Carlin.
George Carlin's Pimp Chronicles 2.
Mm-hmm. Let me see if I can find it.
Oh, you glued your puzzle.
Yeah, puzzle's done.
What are you going to do? You're going to hang it up?
I don't know. I might just throw it in the garbage. This bit. This is the best George Carlin bit of all time.
Eeb, zeeb, kike, mocky, dago, guinea, wop, ginzo, greaser, greaseball, spick, beaner, oye, tiger, PR, mick, donkey, turkey, limey, frog, squarehead, kraut, jerry, hun, chink, jack, nip, slope, slope head, zip, zipper head, gook, heeb, zeeb, kite, monkey.
Oh, you're just playing it again.
No, he loops back.
Oh, he loops back.
Yeah, this was...
It was before reels, before Instagram reels. Yeah, comics would have to do their jokes 5 times in a row.
It's like, it's one of those things where it gets funnier the more you say it.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Through repetition, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a classic style of joke.
Yeah, George Coonlin.
Mm-hmm.
You might call him if he opened a tie store. That's what he would call it, George Coonlin's Ties. Coonland Ties. People be like, is that offensive? I'd be like, no, Adam said it was okay.
No, I didn't.
Adam said it was okay.
No, I didn't.
You're allowed to have a tie store and put a racial slur in the name. I love that defense. Well, it's a play on tycoon. All right.
Okay, but it is.
Yeah, but not...
To someone without a nasty mind like yours. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not much of a stretch to find out that if you break the two words apart, it could be offensive. Sure. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think Stav's bit was that he wouldn't
fuck a woman well, but he would make a nice breakfast for her in the morning.
That doesn't sound right. I think it's about Bob Evans.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
That also doesn't, like, why just the breakfast? Why not the lunch, too?
Well, she, I mean, they'd sleep in, I mean, if they slept in late enough, he could make the lunch. But then he would make a brunch, probably.
So the idea is a woman comes over.
A woman comes over.
He said he's met this woman. She comes over. They've had a romantic evening.
Yeah, a little bit of dancing.
Yeah. They went out. They went salsa dancing.
Salsa. Yeah.
They got, you know, Stav gets into an argument with the management because he misunderstood the name.
He thought it was just a salsa restaurant.
He's like, where's the chips? Yeah, and they're like, no, it's a type of dance. And so they're ejected, and they go to film.
He gets mad.
They go to film for him.
Yeah, to see a movie.
Yeah, they go to see a movie.
Yeah.
And they see 101 Dalmatians.
Uh-huh.
And Stav gets mad because he misunderstands the title. And thought it was 101.
Oh, I thought you had the...
No.
I thought you had the pun right
there. I didn't. I said the thing first and then thought my mind would...
Mm-hmm.
I guess...
101.
Carnation. What's it?
Carnations is a flower.
It's a flower, but there was... What is that type of hot chocolate?
It's a chocolate. Yeah.
Carnation hot chocolate.
Yeah, I think that... Okay.
101 carnations.
I think that is a type of
carnation,
hot chocolate.
Carnation hot chocolate.
Yeah.
That's where my mind was going. Yeah, Nestle. Yes.
Nestle Carnation. He thought it was 101 carnations.
Okay. Which is not the actual meaning.
Yeah, and they're like, no, it's 101 Dalmatians.
And he's like, this is gay.
Yeah.
He leaves.
And then they get mad there, so they go, what else is in the West Village? Uh-huh. They go to that outdoor beer garden place.
Yeah.
And he gets mad there.
He gets mad there as well.
Yeah. Because he said, when you said outdoor, well, you know what I'm talking about. What's that big beer garden over by Film Forum?
I don't know. Which
Film
one?
Forum Beer Garden. Yeah, what the fuck is... Westville, no, it's not Westville. I guess it's like Tribeca. West Village Beer Garden, outdoor... Beer garden.
You gotta spell it with a T.
Yeah, I know. It's
Garten.
The beer garage? No. Hudson Hound, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to remember I've been there before. It's like one it sucks. It's one of those places that's just for like, you know, salmon pants finance guys uh-huh. always look uncomfortable.
Big hat girls.
Yeah, they go there to like take 5 pictures for Instagram.
Yeah.
And then they're not comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, like those guys that always have like one of their hands in their front pocket. You know what I mean?
I know.
Yep, just holding a beer. Just like, yes, they're always nodding, agreeing with whatever anybody's saying.
Yeah.
Totally. Totally.
They're thinking about the rapes of their lives.
Yeah. These are the rapes of our lives.
The rapes of our lives.
Houston Hall. That's it. Houston.
Okay. I've never been there. But
all right. Houston Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Let's see, make sure this is the place I'm thinking of. It's Houston Hall. Is this it? Is this the place? Yes, it is Houston Hall. Okay, so they go to Houston Hall, and he gets mad because he thought it was... House homemade home fries... hollandaise sauce.
Okay. He thought it was a hollandaise sauce restaurant. Okay, I'm buying.
Yeah,
I'm buying.
And they say no. They point to the sign up front that says this is the Houston Hall.
Yeah.
And so they leave there and they go to.
Are we picking place in the West Village?
Yeah, and this is a sort of a geography-based bit.
Okay.
They go to, Marietta Cafe?
The Minetta Tavern?
Minetta Tavern.
Yeah.
And they have to leave.
That's more like Greenwich Village.
Right? He gets mad because he thought it was mint and a mint and a tortellini.
And so he gets mad. Yeah, and they leave.
Then this woman's just dying for cock, you know?
Right.
She's seen this man getting mad all over town, asserting himself, being an alpha bull, you know? She just wants to go back to... She just wants to go back to Astoria.
Astoria.
Yeah, to Astoria,
so
Queens.
So back to Astoria, and he thinks, the ways I could disappoint.
See, he's not going to like that. He's not going to like that. It is very mean to quote someone's act.
At this point, it's fine because it's a fucking 10-year-old joke
and he's not doing it anymore. He's not doing it anymore.
It's not a bad joke.
No, it's funny.
What makes it funny is that you've heard it 18 million times.
Yeah, of course. We've done shows together. You've heard it a bunch of times.
Yeah. Yeah, so if you're one of these, like, you know, kind of at-home guys, one of the people that enjoys this show at home, when you say "butt to breakfast," it's gay.
It's very gay of
you. It's gay of you.
Yeah. When you think
that
it's your joke.
You're not in the shop.
Yeah.
You're not in the workshop.
You're not part of the crew.
You're not part of the crew. You're not in the workshop. You're not hanging out. You haven't seen him do the bit a billion times.
Yeah.
So when you say it, implying that it's not a good joke, fuck you, I guess is what it is.
You're a poser.
You're a poser.
You're a fucking poser.
But I tell you what, now I'm looking at pictures of burgers from Mineta Tavern, and this place looks great.
Mineta Tavern is the best.
I've never been there.
We should go for dinner sometime.
It's
great.
It's
right by the cellar.
Yeah, I know where it is, but why have you been there? I thought you only had one reason to go to the West Village, and that's like already a restaurant.
What are you talking about? Oh, Babs? I went with Ben one night. We got fucking wasted. I saw that guy... remember he used to DJ for comedy shows? Will Winter.
Yeah, well, he was a comedian.
He was a comedian.
I don't think he just DJed.
No, but he was like the DJ for that one show.
Yeah. Knitting Factory.
At Knitting Factory, yeah. I saw him working there. And me and Ben got pretty wasted there. And then the bartender was like, "You guys want to try something crazy?"
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, "What?" And he's like, "It was a shot that was poured down a bone, like with the marrow hollowed out."
It's called Obama's Nose. Is the name of the drink.
And I was like, "Not."
It's called Obama's Nose Piercing.
I was like, and I was like, no, not really. He's like, "Come on, dude, you got to do it." This is like the bartender's buttering us up and sees we're wasted. So he like gives it to us. And I'm like, "Okay, that was unnecessary, but thanks." And then when he brought us the bill, it was like $23 per shot.
Yeah.
It wasn't like he was like, "You got to do this. It's on me, bud."
Mm-hmm.
The way he was saying it was like, "I got you."
Yeah.
But it was really, he was just trying to squeeze another $50 onto the bill.
Yeah.
So it's like, it very much annoyed me.
Yeah, that would annoy me too.
Yeah.
If I were you.
Yeah, that's.
What?
I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
What do I mean?
You mean that because I'm a Jewish gentleman.
I didn't say that at all.
That was the...
You're implying that I'm racist?
You had the twinkle in your eye.
I've lost all twinkles.
Am I implying you're racist? You said the raccoon slur.
I don't even want to talk to you anymore. I'm just going to go back to
I'm sick of you, too.
Pictures of Nuremberg and laughing. The Nuremberg trials.
Yeah.
What a funny name. They're like, "Well, let's see how this goes." You know,
who'd they have over there?
Let's try this out.
Let's give
this a shot.
Yeah.
In this Nuremberg thing.
You know, the judge was over at Nuremberg.
Steve Harvey.
Judge Steve Harvey. That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah. They did what with They did what with the who?
Okay, they brought them to camps.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, I love Steve.
When I was a kid, camp was a place you went to go have fun. And they did what at these camps? Lord. Just everyone's like laughing.
Like, he's crushing.
Like, he's just like, everyone in the audience is laughing.
All the Nazis. Yeah, yeah. He's just absolutely murdering.
Yeah. But no, we're gonna sentence you to death without the possibility of parole. All right, thank you, Judge. Thank you.
Oh, and then they put them in an oven. Y'all white people are different.
When I was a kid, an oven was something you made cookies in. And they did what? In the oven?
I just saw the reaction shots and mouth agape. Nuremberg trial, Steve Harvey.
Laughing and nodding at the same time.
Yeah.
I love that.
They did what with the oven? So when I was a kid, the train you took was at midnight and it went to Georgia. And the trains went where to do what? There was only one train you could take.
And it was the midnight train.
It was a train at midnight that went to Georgia.
White people be taking a train anywhere.
He doesn't even really do racial stuff. It's always just, he's more like temporally mm-hmm. concerned.
Has anyone ever done a bit about how black folks, they take the train to Georgia, but white people, they take the midnight train going anywhere? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, just a city boy.
Just born, a city boy, you know?
Born and raised in South Detroit. Is South Detroit even a thing?
I don't know. Is that south of 8 Mile?
No, that is Detroit. That's just Detroit. South of 8 Mile is Detroit. North of 8 Mile is Warren.
Oh, okay.
I think. Yeah, South Detroit. Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, here we go. If you Google South Detroit, it just says Steve Perry answers the South Detroit question from Journey's.
Let's hear what the goat has to say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Former journeyman, journey frontman Steve Perry admitted for the first time that he totally made up the geographic locale of South Detroit.
Thank God. Thank God he addressed it.
Yeah, because South Detroit would just be Windsor, Canada.
That is reminiscent of one of those stand-up bits that we have made fun of many a time.
Now, South Detroit may not be real, but the breakfast?
I wasn't even thinking that.
Oh, this article even makes that point. Could Steve Perry be talking about some dude from Windsor for crying out loud?
Windsor, Ontario, yeah.
Yeah. It is very funny. The Detroit is like the most fucked up. It's basically, it's like, like, Detroit is the Windsor as fucking Juarez is the El Paso.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You ever drive through El Paso?
No, I've never been there.
It's crazy. Fucking, like, I-10 is right. You can see the wall.
You can just look over
side,
at Juarez.
On this side, it's El Paso, so it's like fucking Chuck E. Cheese and Panera Bread.
Yeah, yeah.
And on the other side, it's like fucking...
hell.
Like Tatooine.
Yeah. That's how it is in TJ as well. I've been to TJ.
Yeah.
San Diego is mad nice.
Mm.
Yeah. I was, my dad's stepmom, mm-hmm. we went to Tijuana as a family, and they gave us all these sombreros to take a picture with a donkey that was painted like a zebra. Mm-hmm. And they said,
ooh,
love
Mexico,
me.
Mexico, they gave us sombreros.
They gave us sombreros.
And I said, some sombrero raped me. Some bro raped me on the way here.
Down in a...
get her done. On the way down here, some bro raped me.
Down in the West Texas town of El Paso.
Some bro, I said, some bro raped me.
Yeah, that's true.
When I was down here in Tijuana, get her done. Get her done. That's
they gave us these sombreros that said, one said, love me. The other one said, kiss me.
Mm-hmm. Fuck me.
And my grandmother, she said, do you have any of them that say, fuck me?
Mm-hmm.
And it was truly shocking. It was truly shocking to hear her go there.
Mm-hmm.
But she went there.
Mm. And go on. Sorry, I'm reading this.
Oh, that's it. That's it.
I'm reading this article about Germany.
My grandfather's second wife.
What a gay little article to write. This is written 2 years ago by Ashley C. Woods.
Wait, who's that?
I don't know. Just somebody writing for M Live. You can just be. You can go to like, you go to community college for journalism.
Yeah.
Or like a state school that they don't even call a university.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, you know, they have like University of California, you know, it's all the UC systems. And I don't even know if this is true or not. But then there'll be a place that's like Dinkwater College. Mm-hmm. That's technically one of them.
Yeah, Cal State.
Yeah, yeah, something like that. And she goes there for John. I'm making this up. I wonder if she's hot.
She's hot, dude.
Ashley Woods is a hot
dude. And if it's a guy named Ashley, I'm going to be fucking pissed.
Yeah, Ashley Woods. Ashley C. Woods. Let's see. If she is, I take back
everything. It's cool that she pitched this to an editor and then she got Steve Perry.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Helping build Google. I can't really tell. She looks like, you know, Ashley. She looks like an Ashley Woods. Anyways. Yeah, just writing about fucking... About Detroit. He's just a local news... Just some local bitch writing about Detroit. Just a fucking bitch named Ashley. Just some fucking bitch.
Just a low IQ bitch.
Just some fucking bitch. Please leave this woman alone. Please do not harass this woman based on this song. I mean it. I'm not being cute.
But if you hit her up, tell her I say what's up.
Adam does, not me.
Tell her Nick Mullen says what's up.
No, 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 no.
You were the one that found Ashley.
No. No.
My girlfriend was watching the, what's her name, Elizabeth, the Theranos bitch show.
Mm-hmm.
They made a show with that chick from Mean Girls. What's her name?
My latest product.
Yeah.
Is pussy.
The one that's like, yeah.
The latest.
She talks like this.
The latest. Yeah. Yeah, she talks like a dog, like the dog from Up.
Yes. I think this is a Nick quote, but you described her once as someone pretending to be their parent on the phone to their teacher.
Damn, I used to be...
That's pretty good.
I used to be actually funny.
A talented comedian.
Damn, I used to be a funny guy.
But I was watching...
I guess now I'm just...
It was with Amanda Seyfried. Amanda Seyfried plays Elizabeth... Elizabeth, what's her name? I want to say smart.
All I remember how to do now is say things with the tonality of something that should be funny.
Or just use an antiquated slur.
Yeah.
And be like, is that wrong? Did I go there?
I literally have no ability to do my job anymore.
Well, you could do a good Tucker Carlson impression now.
Yeah,
you really added that to the arsenal.
Who gives a fuck?
Anyway, but so they're like trying to, I don't know if they're trying to paint, I guess it's a sympathetic portrait, right? What led this girl working in a man's world, you know, she wanted to be a girl boss. She mm-hmm. wanted to be a female billionaire. Like what led her to defraud all these investors.
Mm-hmm.
But literally the way they painted on the show is that she's at Stanford and she's like getting ready to go to a party. And then there's a cut and she's just sitting on her bed with like a blank look on her face. Mm-hmm. And there are two other girls and they're like, she said she got raped at the party. And then she goes to a tribunal at Stanford to like get the boys in trouble who raped her.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, the university said there wasn't enough evidence. And then she's sitting there and she's like, okay, but hear me out. What if there was a product where you could have a drop of your blood that could diagnose over 100 different diseases?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like they're implying that her rape was the thing that inspired her to create her product that defrauded all those investors.
Look at this picture, dude.
Let me see.
You can't even see.
What color is that?
You can't even see his face. It's broad daylight. That's a white man in broad daylight, and he's tanned himself to the point where none of his face, only the reflection off his sunglasses.
He's purple.
He looks like an eggplant.
He literally looks like an eggplant. There are guys like that in Brighton Beach, like those Russian guys that just sit out all day.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good look.
I love this guy.
We're not going to say his name.
Yeah, we're not going to say his name.
Because he's special.
Yeah, he is. He was my... And then Brandon Wardell ruined it by following him.
Because Brandon found him.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
bet we do another 15 minutes of Brandon laughing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did. I took a video of a baby laughing, and I slowed it down. And it
sounds like Brandon.
It sounds exactly.
Yeah, it's the same laugh.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I haven't seen Brandon in a while.
I thought you saw him recently.
No. He had a streak where he was coming to New York like every 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Well, he was complaining about moving here. Huh?
He was trying to be a bi-coastal bisexual type of brother. A bisexual type of brother.
Mm-hmm.
Just a city boy. Damn. Ashley's really hot, that girl that wrote that article.
Yeah, we got to get a couple of bits going before this one hits.
I got something.
You know, the podcast is ending this year. I would really like it if it ends without, you know, going down to zero listeners beforehand.
I don't know. It seems like it's holding strong.
I want to at least not necessarily end with a bang, but certainly like make it. It cannot be one of those "you can't fire me, I quit" situations.
Well, if we were getting fired, it would be zero listeners.
I know, that's what right. I'm saying.
So you're saying you want to like, you want to go up to $500,000 a month, and then check out.
Yeah, that would
at
be
the
cool.
Top.
That would be cool, dude. Then I'd get a Ferrari for real. Then I'd wear nothing. I'd go to the fucking Saks Fifth Avenue. And I'd be like, make me look like James Bond.
Yeah, that's true.
Make me look like James Bond, and he's about to walk in. To the Waldorf Astoria. Just one of those mentally ill.
Well, I think, doesn't he do that in Catch Me If You Can?
Suck me if you're gay.
Suck me if I'm gay.
They're like, why did
suck
you
suck me if you gay?
Why did you say that? And I was like, I just thought about the movie Catch Me If You Can. We've got bipolar disorder and exactly $1 million. And that number is ticking down because I made the mistake of getting a financial advisor who's lost over $100,000 in the last year alone.
Listen, it's a bear market.
Oh, it's a bear market.
It's a bear
that's
market.
The thing, that's what the thing is, you know, it's a bear market, so you got to get a financial advisor who loses you as much or not, if not more money.
As a guy who's just day trading.
As, yes, as me.
As a guy who's just Googling what to invest.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I think that's a good move.
Yeah. Very nice, dude.
Very nice, brother.
Very funny to take a look at this.
Let's go back into that. What if Steve Harvey was at the Nuremberg trials?
Yeah, that was the only... Look, dude, you're going to get one bit of
that
shit.
That was a good bit. Yeah. There was one train.
There was one train you could take, and it was a midnight train to Georgia.
That's crazy. Did you? He said... Yes. The midnight train to Georgia.
Oh, this is really funny. You know
he
that,
said...
You know what's funny? You know what my favorite part about Nuremberg is?
Yeah.
It's probably like the biggest criminal trial in the history of the entire world.
Yeah.
Right? That's got to be it, you know?
Yeah.
It's Nuremberg.
Yeah, sure.
And those Nazis, most of them were sentenced to death. And then there's an executioner, which was just some guy from fucking San Antonio. Just a hangman, like an army hangman.
Yeah.
And apparently he did a bad job.
Wait, he fucked it up?
Oh, yeah.
He didn't tie the rope good?
Yeah. No, like, half of them were just fucking dangling there for a while. He had to, like, pull on some of them.
Uh-huh.
You know, he was drunk the whole time. But it's like, that's one of those situations where being bad at your job makes you better at your job.
Oh, yeah.
Because people are like, good, fuck those Nazis.
Right. They don't want a clean execution.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Like, if you were like, we got to, like, it makes you think, like, the Nazis or whatever on the way to, like, for the Auschwitz, it's like, we're going to get, like, the most diehard ideologues to work at the camps, be the guards at the camps.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they got the shittiest train drivers they could. You know, they got the guy that's like, yeah, Greta, they're going to let me drive the train again.
Bill Cosby.
They're going to let me drive the train. I'm out of jail. I've got a job again. It's not doing comedy. They want me to drive a train.
I'm blind.
My friend Steve is a judge.
I'm legally blind. I can't.
They're letting me drive a train. It's for a summer camp for Jewish people.
But yeah. You probably get the shittiest train because the train crashes. You're like, oh, good.
Yeah, that's gonna get rid of a lot of them.
Yeah, maybe we should. I don't know. See, why didn't they think of that? If I was
just an accident on the way there.
Exactly.
You wanted them to set up
camps called Jewish Paradise.
Yeah.
If I was doing the Holocaust, yeah. Right? Let's say I'm fucking mm-hmm. Heinrich Himmler. I'm like, here's the final solution to the Jewish question. We set up all these camps in Europe, right, uh-huh. called Jewish Disneyland.
Like a sandals resort for Jews.
Basically, yeah. There's just fucking, there's that coin room from DuckTales.
The pool.
Yeah. There's like a bagel place.
Great bagel place.
Yeah, right, exactly.
The coin room in a bagel place.
Right, like you wake up, there's fucking like just, you're woken up to sunscreen just being slathered on your body.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Layouts. Miami.
Yeah.
Great
umbrellas.
Yeah. Just
a lot of shade.
Jewish paradise. And you're like, yeah, I'm sending them all to Jewish paradise, and you build the camps. But then you'd load up the trains. Mm-hmm. You're like, the only way to get there is by train.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the trains go over bridges, and you have like American POWs build the bridges, right?
Yeah.
And then once you tell the POWs, you're like, this is the most important supply line for the German army.
They don't know it's filled with prisoners.
Yeah. So, like, you have to make this.
You got
to
blow it.
This bridge has to be the best.
Yeah.
And if anything were to happen to it, we would lose the war immediately.
Yeah.
And then sort of like the bridge over the River Kwai.
Yeah.
But
I think they were British POWs.
They were British, but yeah. There you go. No Nuremberg, but.
Because they'd have to send those British guys to Nuremberg.
Well, no, I mean, if you did then there's plausible deniability. You're like, we didn't do anything.
Oh, you're saying the camp itself is great.
The camp itself is great.
So there's evidence that proves that.
Yeah, we tried to send them all to Jewish paradise. We didn't want them in Germany, but we thought, we can't, what are we going to do? Kill all of the Jews? That would be insane.
Right. We wanted to send them to a nice
place. It's just a trade-off.
Okay.
There's no Israel yet. We give them a Jewish paradise. They can go to Jewish paradise. But unfortunately, maybe you'll take it up with, all of these POW guys.
Right.
Some way you look at it, they kind of did the Holocaust.
Yeah, it's true. That's very Jewish style Talmudic logic.
He just put back his headphones on, the birds and the bunnies, and they run together in the fields. Life is a beautiful transition. So. What's that? No, I'm listening to Eckhart Tolle.
Oh, shit. I just remembered it's my grandmother's 91st birthday, and I got to call her.
Yeah. If the Nazis were actually as smart as everyone says they are, they would have done it that way.
Yeah. They were dumb. Mm-hmm. That's the point. Mm-hmm. The point is that, no, they were showing off. Mm-hmm. That's what they were doing.
Yeah.
They were showing off.
It's weird because, there is, in terms of like politics in general, mm-hmm. on one side you got fascists, and the other you got communists. I guess that's what it sort of boils down to
mm-hmm.
nowadays, and maybe historically. And the problem is that the fascists are dumb, but physically effective.
Yeah.
Whereas the communists are maybe more suited towards critical thinking, but they're
physically ineffective.
They're incompetent.
Incompetent.
Wildly fucking incompetent.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like the communists, every they have. Be like a big protest, and all they'll do is like it takes 50 guys to grow a tomato that's inedible.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas fascists will just literally take a shit on Nancy Pelosi's desk without even trying.
Yeah.
Without even really trying.
Yeah.
But they don't know why they're there, what they're doing.
Yeah. They broke into the...
If you combine both of them,
mm-hmm.
that's how you get Jewish paradise.
That's how you... That's how...
that's
how you get
that's a one-way ticket to Jewish paradise.
That's
buddy.
True. Mm-hmm.
hamburger in Jewish paradise.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start that restaurant.
Yeah?
Yeah, kind of a Margaritaville-styled Jewish restaurant.
Mm-hmm. I'm just posting pictures of prostitutes he's bought. That's my favorite thing he does. He used to have like captions, be like, "My beautiful friend Gina, one of the most beautiful babies I've ever seen in my life."
It's cool to
my good friend. Yeah,
it's cool to get a prostitute.
These are the clap when he gets these ones.
Oh my god!
The old birds still running hot.
Still. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a dancer at the Bing, like nowadays in 2021.
Yeah.
Or 2022.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what year it is.
Yeah.
Damn. It's crazy seeing those type of bitches age.
Yeah.
Because they look really like they've been dragged through a bush.
Yeah. Damn. Should I move to the desert? I've been feeling that lately.
Where in the desert?
I don't know, New Mexico.
That'd be cool, I guess. I don't know. I'm gonna move to Florida.
Was that town that the hippie town, Taos?
Yeah, but you'd hate those people.
I would hate those people.
Yeah.
But I'd open a restaurant called Chaos and Taos, and they're like, "That's not how it's pronounced." I'm like, "Get the fuck out of my restaurant,
yeah, fuck
bitch!
You.
Get the fuck out of here!
You fucking turquoise and silver jewelry type
fucking,
bitch.
This is a Steve Harvey Nuremberg trial themed restaurant called Chaos and Taos : Jewish Paradise. Maybe that's what Disney's doing with these Disney towns.
What's that?
It's just
they're trying to build Jewish paradise.
Yeah, I guarantee you the trains to the Disney towns don't
and then
go
the on. Monorail crashes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I guarantee you these are? Because, first of all, let's be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Quote-unquote Disney Village. It's a honeypot for pedophiles.
100%.
100%.
They're already in Florida.
Now that they're not allowed to be elite pedophiles anymore, what they're going to do is get rid of the regular ones.
Yeah.
They're going to kill all of the regular pedophiles so you never hear about it. And then it can go back to being this thing that's just sort of
classy.
Well, not classy, but it used to be, and I mean this, like up until the 70s, like, you know, a guy that fucked kids was just like sort of weird.
Yeah.
You know, it was like a subset of being gay.
Right.
They were like furries, the way people think about furries.
Like
now.
A John Waters type of guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Just an oddball.
Yeah. Well, that was like that Capturing the Freedmen thing. He got like caught with a bunch of pornography and the police, child pornography, and the police were like, yeah, we were like, just don't do this shit anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they didn't really care about people buying it, I guess, through like newsletters or you get it through like chain mail back in the day.
Yeah.
And then when it turned out he was fucking kids in the ass under the pretext of being a computer class. That's when they... Which in a way is kind of, you know, a computer class. It's a crash course in using the internet. It's sort of a cautionary tale.
That's true.
Yeah.
He's scaring them straight.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess, I don't know. So you're saying that they want to get rid of all, like, the blue-collar pedophiles.
Right, exactly.
The guys that are putting pants on.
The Larry the Cable guys, the Tim Allens.
The Jeff Foxworthy.
The Jeff Foxworthy.
Yeah, yeah.
The Jeff Kid Foxworthy.
The Foxworthy, yeah,
Kid
exactly.
Foxworthy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chaos and Taos. 12 best things to do in Taos, New Mexico. Nestled in the North Center. High Road to Taos. Stretching all the way from Santa Fe. The high... Just moved to New Mexico and pronounced everything wrong.
Chaos and Taos, yeah.
Oh, where about you from? We just drove down from Santa Claus. And we're here in Taos. You're like, sir, please leave. I wonder if you could make those hippies... Just piss those hippies off by saying it constantly. Move to that town and say it constantly.
Yeah.
It's another beautiful day in Taos.
But it's
ready to see the chaos in Taos.
It's not regular hippies. It's very wealthy hippies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like...
Because that wasn't even a place where, like, you know, there's places that where it was like artists move first.
Right.
But I think off the break, that was like Dennis Hopper was like, I need a place to go do drugs.
Yeah.
I need a place to get even more fucked up than Los Angeles.
It's true.
Yeah. So it was always like millionaires.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like Brooklyn Heights. Sort of.
Brooklyn Heights was always nice.
It was always nice.
It was always nice.
It was always millionaires. And then Clinton moved in. She's like, we're going to make this neighborhood even shittier.
Does she live there now?
That's the headquarters. Clinton headquarters.
Oh, that's right. That's where it was.
Yeah.
It's still open.
Yeah.
Yeah. The campaign headquarters.
I'm honestly surprised it was never firebombed.
Yeah, people really showed a lot of restraint there.
Yeah, during like the BL, like fucking like Target. You know what also didn't get looted? The Kmart in Astor Place.
Didn't it close?
I don't know.
I think it closed pre-George Floyd. That's the place where you got all your t-shirts that one time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think it's gone.
Okay.
The Kmart.
Mm-hmm. Went the way of George Floyd himself.
It's true. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Just a fucking news anchor getting fired.
Yeah.
Well, it seems that Blockbuster has gone the way of Trayvon Martin this week. He's like, what? It was both this week. What do you mean I'm fired? Yeah, that's fine. We'll end the show on that.